Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the sermon is done, and here comes the plate, the offering plate. And some begin to think, shall I give a tip to fulfill my obligation to God and for His care? Some of my guilt goes away when I give. I feel less guilty. Or shall I give the price of admission? Surely it costs something to put on a Sunday service. I'm a member, so I'll give my dues, as a good member should do. Or I'll give for services rendered. After all, someday I'll have need of those services, baptism, wedding, funeral. Now think about it. Picture all the blessings that God has given to you: food, clothing, house, land, money, goods, a devout spouse, devout children, good weather, peace, health, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the likes. Picture God giving all of you those blessings wrapped up in bags of gold. And imagine that with each of these bags that God gives you, He likes to divide the blessings into a collection of 10 bags. Each blessing divided up into 10 portions and wrapped into 10 bags of gold. God gives you 10 golden bags of groceries. God gives you 10 golden bags of clothing. God gives you golden bags of money, 10 golden bags of good weather, 10 golden bags of peace, 10 golden bags of good health, and the like. The question that the prophet Malachi sets before us today: how do those 10 bags of gold relate to the plate? Those hit or miss reasons, leaving the tip, feeling less guilty, paying the price of admission, dues for services rendered, they all miss the point of how you relate to the plate. Through the prophet Malachi, God says, bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need. Okay, let's recognize that the offerings that you put into the plate are not between you and the plate. The tithes or offerings Malachi wrote about were given to God in His house, His temple. Thus, all offerings brought to the temple and all offerings that you put into the plate are given to God. Yet for the sake of today's message, and because the offering plate is passed to you, we'll speak of how the 10 bags relate to the plate. Now, in the prophet Malachi's time, it was about 80 years since the Israelites had returned from captivity in Babylon. The grandchildren and great-grandchildren were now working the land, the soil, and eating of the good of the land. Drastic changes had come with the new generations. They'd fallen back into some of the same sins that had led to their great fall and the nation being captive by the Babylonian army. They were bringing crippled sacrifices to offer to God. Some were saying it was so tiresome to bring an offering to God. Some promised good offerings, but the offerings that they brought were flawed. And finally, God declared that they were stealing from Him in the offerings that they brought. God gave the Israelites in the Old Testament several laws about the offerings that they were to bring to the temple. The law referred to in our text is the law about the tithe. The Israelites, they had an agrarian society, so the tithe offering was stated in Leviticus 27, verse 30. Every tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the trees, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. Simply stated, the people were to bring an offering of 10% of the family's increase in goods. Another important offering the Israelites brought to the temple was the offering of the first fruits. Exodus 23, verse 19. The best of the first fruits of the ground that you shall bring into the house of the Lord your God. As they began to harvest their grain, and as they began to pick the fruit from the trees, they were to bring the first of those fruits, and they were to bring the best. That is, grain with no spoilage and fruit that was juicy and ripe, the best for the Lord. In the prophet Malachi's day, the people again were having heart trouble. The kind of heart trouble that the prophet Ezekiel had described 2 centuries earlier, and I had preached about a month ago, hearts of stone, when they should have had hearts of flesh. A heart of stone is a hardened heart. A heart of stone shows no signs of life. A heart of stone leads a person to serve themselves and their needs only. A heart of stone does not want to listen to God's word. The same is true today. We have some of the same heart trouble that people had in Malachi's time. Hearts of stone that don't want to listen to what God's word has to say. We who live after Jesus offered himself for us on the cross, and was raised for our salvation, no longer have a law from God that we must put 10% into the offering plate, nor that we must bring the first of everything we harvest. However, the Old Testament law of bringing the offering of the tithe and the offering of the first fruits can be a good guide for us as Christians. A third use of the law. Think about it. Think about how much more richly blessed we are than those Old Testament believers. And I'm not talking about air conditioning, satellite TV, or indoor plumbing that they never could have dreamed of. They lived every day by the promise that the Messiah would come someday. But when? They didn't know. We live knowing that Jesus did come and that he did fulfill God's law for us. We live knowing that on the cross Jesus did suffer the punishment of hell so that we never will. That he has fully and completely accomplished our salvation so that we absolutely will live in the limitless joys and riches of heaven with him forever. What's more, specifically because of Jesus' death on the cross, we have been reconciled to God, removing sin that separated us from him, that would have cut us off from every blessing. God has now given us everything that we have and everything that we truly need. Food, clothing, home, land, money, good weather, peace, health, and the like. Today we picture God giving all of those gifts in 10 bags of gold. Those 10 bags of gold relate to the plate as the first fruit offering. The first action a family does with those 10 bags of gold is to give to God first. Now that's what we do as a church. The first checks that our bookkeeper writes are the checks that we send out to the missionaries. The family does that first before making any purchases, before paying any bills. The first portion goes to God as a first fruit thank offering. The 10 bags of gold can also relate to the plate as a tithe. 10% of everything goes to God. That means out of every group of 10 bags of gold God gives, one bag is placed back into the plate. In our cash economy, that means we determine, we work out what the 10% is, and we write that check first. When you place that check in the offering plate, picture it as the first bag of gold of every 10 bags of gold that God gives to you. And remember, look for God in the offering plate, because He's the one with whom you're relating with a first fruit offering and an offering of a tithe. The remaining 9 bags are for the family to use, for savings and for living. But the devil and the world around us set in front of us many temptations about the 10 bags of gold that God gives us. We see how the world uses all the blessings that come from God's hand. I work hard for it. It's mine. I can do with it whatever I want. And we're tempted to think the same way. Some people use all 10 bags of golden blessings only for themselves. They serve themselves without a thought of God. The temptations to serve ourselves work on us when our hearts are made of stone. Hardened hearts do not listen to God's word. So God does surgery on our hearts of stone. God promised, "I will give them one heart, and a new spirit I will put in them. I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh, and I will give them a heart of flesh." Ezekiel 11:49. God prepares us for surgery by washing us clean in the waters of holy baptism, the water combined with God's word. Thus it is the power to work forgiveness of sin and to rescue us from the devil and his temptations. God gave His heart for us. Jesus gave His heart for us. He gives us all for us on the cross. Now in our baptism, those blessings of forgiveness and salvation and eternal life are ours. And that very baptism gives us new hearts to believe that. The new heart of flesh that God gives replaces our heart of stone and fashioned after the heart of Jesus, a heart that does the will of the Father in heaven. After God's heart surgery on us, we work at making the 10 bags of golden blessings relate to the plate. Our offering flows as a thank offering out of our renewed hearts. Following God's surgery comes the recovery, and it is a lifelong recovery. And the prescription for a strong recovery is a regular dose of hearing, reading, and studying God's word. In regular attendance, in His divine service, and at the Lord's Supper, for where there is forgiveness of sins, there is life and salvation also. In our Malachi text, God says that He will continually pour blessings on His people from above. And when you attend the divine service, the plate will keep coming to you, and God's blessings will keep coming to you. Those 10 bags of gold all relate to the plate. We simply return to God some of what He has given to you. See God in the plate. That's how you relate to the plate. Amen. Now may the God of peace equip you with everything good that you may do His will. through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.